This is the Made for Living Well podcast, hosted by Alexa Sherm, the place to create a life well lived.
Welcome back to the podcast. As always, this is the place where I believe you were made for living well. And if you listened to the last podcast, you'll know that's because health is inside of you. And if health is inside of you, that means you are made for this. It might not feel like it. You might be really unhealthy right now or not where you want to be. But the truth is, you're so much closer than you know. And that's what I want to teach you inside Health School, which is a longer podcast series than I've ever done. But it's designed to teach you the foundational basics of what health is and how to live that out in your daily life, to really become the creator of your own health. Now, in the last podcast, we talked about the most influential and critical element of health, and that is energy. If you didn't listen to that podcast, you're going to want to go back and do so because it will help you understand today's episode on Metabolism 101. Now, metabolism is a super sexy word in the health space, and rightfully so. It truly can influence the entire structure of your body, and we have to understand it if we want to change how we look. But at the same time, metabolism is so much more than just impacting how you look on the outside, but it's truly influencing every single function inside your body. And as we talk about energy being the most critical element of health, metabolism is right there with it because metabolism, or your metabolic output, is the system that manages your energy. So if we want to talk about energy being the most critical element, then metabolism is equally important as it's working to help regulate the internal flow and generation of energy. Now, a lot of people think that they can really influence their metabolism through a series of external things. And that is only partially true because the only thing we really can influence is our energy. And yes, your energy influences your metabolism. But rather than thinking that you can manipulate your metabolism to maybe help you burn calories or use energy more so that you can quote unquote lose weight, I want you to think about your metabolism like a thermostat. It's not necessarily responsible for the temperature, but for maintaining a set temperature. Your metabolism works the same way. It's going to find a homeostatic set point. Some people call this your weight set point, but essentially the point at which your body has deemed safe based on everything you've gone through, and it's going to work to maintain that. Which means in a healthy body, this metabolic set point or your weight set point is relatively healthy. It's a place where you're generating energy, you're using energy, you feel vibrant and healthy. It's that homeostatic frequency that we're looking for at roughly 432 hertz. Now, I know you're not really measuring that, but this metabolic set point in a healthy individual is really what we consider metabolic flexibility. It means your body is using energy and generating energy in healthy, positive ways that really are in balance and regulation with what your body needs to thrive. That is the overall goal. Now, the problem is when we start to abuse our energy or influence and impact it in negative ways, we become dysregulated or out of balance. And then our metabolism works to compensate. And when your metabolism works to compensate, it generally lowers itself down, slowing down all the functions of the body to maintain the energetic threshold it's deemed necessary to keep you alive. And this is where we see a reduction in metabolic output, which doesn't mean energy's not there. It always is there. It's that your body's using it or adjusting to the lower threshold of energy because energy is felt more scarce, or the resources needed to generate energy, like food, has become scarce. Essentially, it's the body's way to compensate for things like starvation or for periods of sickness or excess stress, periods when maybe the body doesn't actually have what it needs. And therefore, in order to self-protect, it's going to protect its energy flow. And as you know, that's why a lower metabolism or a lower metabolic output or set point is also correlated to a higher body mass. And that's because instead of using energy, your body at a lower metabolic output is going to start to conserve energy and store energy, and it does so in the form of body fat. So yes, energy begets structure, and the system responsible for what the body does with that energy and how it packages that structure is your metabolism. But metabolism is also so much more than that, because it's also indicating and dictating the hormones, neurotransmitters, basically every communication pathway in your body starts with that. It starts with the understanding of how safe or unsafe, or maybe rather said, how balanced or imbalanced is your internal energy. With the goal of slowly increasing that metabolic output back into a regulated state, which is known again as metabolic flexibility. Metabolic flexibility is a sense of resiliency, that your body is able to use the things that you're providing for it in healthy ways. Instead of storing, hoarding, and conserving energy, you're actually using those things as energy. You're using them as building blocks, and you're living this relatively vibrant and thriving life. Now, I know this sounds really simplistic for a very complex system, but I want you to know that what we need to know about health should be simplistic. There are a million intricacies that are happening inside our biology at any given second that we can't possibly wrap our minds around, nor should we. We just need to trust the system. And our job is not to control that system, but to support it. And that is very different than the traditional model of health, where we think we need to micromanage our life as a way to change our life. But the only way that we will change our body is by supporting our energetic frequency so that it has every ability to do the job that it was designed. Because when you enter into compensation where your energy is pulled out of balance for prolonged or frequent periods of time, what you're doing is you're forcing every single cell to compensate. And compensation usually means shutting down unnecessary functions, functions that you need to thrive, but not survive, and then inserting all of the energy that you have, or all the energy that you have left remaining after your body stores, hoards, and conserves some of it, to just do the necessary functions to survive. It's a really isolated form of health that actually is creating and opening the door to things like disease and cancer cells, because one unnecessary function of immediate survival is cell rejuvenation. I know it sounds crazy to us, but it's what happens when our body's forced to compensate. We don't want to force it into this compensation where it has to pick and choose based on survival, because that always means something's being neglected. And cells, like all things in survival, will always start to isolate. And when you isolate, you lose what really is the essence of life and this whole body connection. What we're going to find is that's not just happening inside the body, but we are designed for a whole life connection. Like, we were designed to be interconnected with everything in life. And the more we can do so, the more we're actually going to create that metabolic flexibility, where it's not just about your energy, but it's about how you're interacting with all of life's energy. And if I can help you do that, you really get to a place where you can become less reliant on all the unhealthy ways that your body's actually trying to achieve energy or actually trying to gain some energy. And that's what happens when we don't have a healthy flow or a healthy generation of energy. We have to go in search of it because energy is just that critical. And where your body often finds energy is not always in the healthiest places. It increases cravings and probably makes you turn to these high energy but low nutrition foods like ice cream and cookies and fast foods. But it also is what leads to addictions, because then we become addicted to hormones that break down our body's structure in order to generate or produce energy so that we have the energy to thrive. And one of those hormones is adrenaline. Adrenaline is a really great energy producer, but always at the expense of healthy tissue. And I've always said, no one walked themselves into an unhealthy life on purpose. They did so out of a need for survival, which often comes in the form of a need for energy. So again, if I can teach you how to find energy and generate and increase your flow of energy in your everyday life, you will see a natural pull away from the unhealthy ways that you're seeking energy in your everyday life that feels so impossible to break. The only way that you'll break some of these habits and these patterns is by continuously learning how to supply a healthy flow of energy, which happens by learning how to alter your energy in positive ways. Now, before we get into what that specifically looks like, I want to clarify in a different picture to hopefully help you understand energy in a better way by what I call the energy pendulum. Now, a pendulum is like the hand on a grandfather clock that moves back and forth, right? Like the tick-tock, tick-tock. It's this back and forth motion. And I like to use this example because energy is truly always in motion. And inside the body, you have a push of energy where you're using it externally, but then you also have a pull back, like sleep. The push of energy could be your movement or your brain power to work on a project, your engagement with life. But then you also have this time of pulling back, of refeeding and re-nourishing yourself. That could be the times that you eat or when you're sleeping at night. Inside of our biology, really all throughout life, it doesn't matter what it is, it's always going to find a balance by pushing and pulling. Just like the temperatures outside tend to change, but all weather patterns also tend to balance, your body is always changing. It's always in flow and motion. But likewise, it's always working to find a balance. If you want to look at this in another example, it's why when people overexercise, when you push your body, you often lead yourself to injury, illness, or disease. Because without rest, without pulling your body back, it will compensate and eventually find that space of rest, even if that came through illness and injury. So what we don't provide, our body will find. And what I'm trying to say is that if your body has to find it, most often you'll neglect what is healthy in order to survive. It's why no matter how much you want to do the healthy thing, sometimes it feels impossible, not because you lack willpower, but because you lack the understanding that it's always about balance, that your body's lacking energy. So if we go back to the understanding of the pendulum, it's always in motion. And you need both the push and the pull. And sometimes you can push your body more, but sometimes you need space to just pull back for longer periods of time. It's really understanding again what we learned in the last lesson. Where are you currently existing in your energy level? Or where is your energy threshold? We start to see problems when we push or pull for too long or too hard or too frequently. Again, going back to the notion of like over-exercising, or you could say pushing your body would be underfeeding it. When we go through periods where we push for too long, we'll often see our body move into the state of survival, where again, it's forced to compensate, working to store, hoard, and conserve energy rather than use it. Now, this gets confusing because here's the thing. When you push your body or pull back in balance or even a little bit outside of balance, you're going to see change. Initially, any push or pull in the opposite direction is going to create change inside your body. And that's why we think it's going to work. When you restrict calories, there is a period of time where you're going to see results. But eventually, that push pulls the body out of balance for too long, where it reaches this threshold and it pushes the body from that thriving state into the surviving state, into the state of stress, where then the lack of calories or the overworking out becomes too much and the body changes based on metabolic compensation, the entire hormonal pattern of your body, which is going to change every cellular outcome. And that changes everything about your biology. And all that's to say is you can push your body really hard if you also know how to balance your body on the backside. It's not just about pushing your body or pulling back, but it's about creating this harmonious flow of pushing your body and pulling back. Now, the thing about life is it generally will always push us out of balance. And I think in health, one of the things so many people get so obsessed about is this need for perfection. But the reality is your body doesn't actually thrive or crave that constant space. Your body is always changing, so is all of life. And the thing I love so much about this is that it teaches you how to work with the flow of life. It teaches you that it's okay to be out of balance. In fact, you can see change by pulling your body out of balance. But that only works to the extent that you know and you work to regain balance. So when you pull your body out of balance, you also have to nourish it on the backside. You need both sides of that pendulum in order to really enter into that state of thriving, in order to really get to the metabolic potential that creates the flexibility that you don't need to store, hoard, and conserve energy, but that you can live generating energy and using it in these healthy ways. And the thing about that place is it makes you less reliant on the need for energy in unhealthy ways. Again, it takes away the need for those addictions or those quick hits of energy or that afternoon pick-me-up. It really takes the pressure off of food if you do this in the right way, where you learn how to eat for nourishment, not energy altogether. We're going to talk about that in the coming podcast, but I need you to understand metabolism. And understand that the goal is thriving, to have metabolic flexibility, where you have this abundant sort of energy, but you can also push your body really hard because you're pulling back and learning how to rebalance that. So as I wrap up this podcast, I think one of the most impactful things that you could ever understand about your body and your health is how all of life is influencing and altering your internal energy. It's really nothing more than paying attention to how is this impacting my energy? Is it in a positive way or is it in a negative way? Now, I'll be honest, while there's some things that consistently and always impact them positively or negatively, I want to be clear that sometimes it could be a really good thing one day, but taken to an extreme, it can turn really negative. That's why I say health is not about right or wrong or this moral code, but it's always about listening to your body. Like take water, for instance. We all need water, but too much water can be just as damaging as not enough. It's always about balance. We're looking for balance. And really, balance is an elimination of metrics and more about paying attention to what your body actually needs. So all throughout health school, we're going to talk about things that are positively influencing your energy and negatively influencing your energy. But for right now, I want you to take a few days and I want you to track your workouts, even the foods you eat, and the lifestyle practices that you engage with. How does it make you feel? Do you feel energized after you get done working out? Or do you feel tired and lethargic and like you want to go back to bed? I'm not saying you have to do anything to change it right now, but simply understanding and putting more emphasis not just on what you do, but how your body responds to what you do is going to change the game for you. Because then you learn that you can influence your energy on a daily basis with moment-by-moment decisions. Understanding health is not this long-term game. I mean, yes, it is, but it's not about a six-week plan as much as how can you just show up for yourself today? So in a notebook, on a piece of paper, on your computer, or a notes document on your phone, I want you to start tracking your day. How do you wake up in the mornings? What are the things you engage with? How did that meal make you feel? When did you feel energized and when did you feel in an energy slump? Start to pay attention to those things. And in the process, you can start to understand what things are helping you and maybe what things are hurting you. And you might be surprised to see that it's not just about changing your body, but a lot of the ways we're taught to change our body are so far out of balance that they're doing more harm than good. So pay attention to your body right now. And if you haven't taken the quiz, do so, because I do give you a lot of great action steps that are going to help you create and understand this movement of energy and how to start to regain some balance. You can find that energy quiz over at The Living Well called How Healthy Are You? Take the quiz, find out your energy level, and start to implement more practices that help you regain balance. Now, in the next podcast, we're going to talk about food's impact on your energy, which honestly, we're just tipping the iceberg on this because we have a whole month of talking about the bioenergetics of nutrition on the body, which bioenergetics is a study of energy inside the body. And we're going to break down every single food category coming up in the next few months. So stay tuned for that. But I did want to break the ice in the next podcast as we talk about food's role on your energy, because of course, this is a health podcast and we give food a lot of power. And certainly it does impact your health, but I want to put it back in its intended place to help you use it in healthy ways, but also see outside of it. So that's your lesson on metabolism. You can learn more about this, specifically more about the energy pendulum, over at thelivingwell.com and sign up for my email list, The Weekly Fill, where we're getting more in depth into how to alter your energy levels. Take the quiz, sign up for the email list, and dive in deeper to metabolism. I will be back here in the next podcast talking about food energy. I'll see you then.